All right. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Angela from Kansas City. Thank you so much, Nikki, for inviting me. It's my honor to serve in this way. I apologize ahead of time for the nasal pronouncement. I am battling a cold, but I'm very happy to be here. So, my story really begins in very early childhood. I can't say I was born with it, with this addiction, compulsion. I don't know that I was. I don't know that I believe you are, but for me, I do remember as early as about 3 or 4 years old being just sort of seeing food in this kind of survival mode. Just I know that every time my folks would take us, we were a family of five, three kids. When my folks would take us to someone's home for dinner or even our own dinner table, whenever there was a gathering for food, there was always this panic in me that everyone would take more than their fair share and I wouldn't have my fair share. And I can't tell you where that panic came from. We're a middle class family. I was never for want of food. All I can say is it was the disease. It was the disease kicking in. I had trauma in my childhood, so it's no real mystery why this might have begun to build in me as a coping mechanism, but it did. And like I say, as early as 3 or 4, I can remember having that panic anytime there was food involved. I don't remember overeating terribly at that early an age. It kicked in at some point, but I just had that panic that I wasn't going to have enough. And so it began that early. And as I grew up and got into teenagehood and adulthood, it just followed me right there, and more elements of it began to develop. I started doing every diet known to man. Now, mind you, I was pretty skinny my whole life up until about menopause. And the only reason I bring that up is because even so, there was a disease at hand. There was a need to ration my food. There was a need to have less to make sure I didn't gain any weight. There was a need to be a certain weight. There was a need to look a certain way. And so every diet on the planet, whatever was the popular thing at the time, diet pills, I got addicted to, cleanses and detoxes. When that became the thing in about the mid to late 90s, I jumped on that. I jumped on everything. And thank God for credit cards, or I wouldn't have been able to just wholeheartedly go hog wild on the cosmetic surgery. It just manifested and grew as the years went by. And there were times when I would restrict so much that I would get dehydration. And it would manifest in a bleeding mouth, a bleeding tongue. It was pretty severe. And I specifically remember the day of my mother's funeral. She died about 23 or 24 years ago. And so I was a young woman then and very deeply into this disease at that point. And I remember the day of her funeral, I was having one of those eruptions in my mouth from dehydration. But I was just skinny, skinny, and cute. So none of that mattered to me. The discomfort didn't matter to me because I was skinny and cute. And the irony, of course, is that my mother died from the disease of alcoholism. So the disease of addiction was very, very close to me. And I couldn't even put it together at that time that I was in the same disease that I was in that addiction. It looked differently. I wasn't a drinker. I was an eater or a restrictor, but it was the same animal. And I couldn't even put that together at that time. But this is what I dealt with, have dealt with my whole life. So there came a point when I started to gain the weight as menopause, perimenopause began. I want to say around my late 40s, early 50s, all of a sudden, my weight started to climb slowly but surely. And none of my usual machinations, all of a sudden, none of them were working. All of the things I could always go to, if I gained 5 pounds or 10 pounds, I could get it off by doing this, doing that. And that's how I managed and balanced my life, my whole life. Suddenly, none of those machinations were working. And I got panicked enough that I'm starting to look like I usually would for what else? What else have I not tried yet? What else have I not tried yet? And somehow, OA was brought before me. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I don't know. I don't know what's that about? What's that about? Eating disorder? Sure. I'll have one of those because, of course, all I'm looking for is just another mode to get this weight off. And it still wasn't for a few more years after that that I finally went, okay, let me try to go to a meeting. Let me find a meeting in my area, et cetera. The first meeting that I went to, I remember listening to shares and thinking, I wasn't quite sure yet if I belonged there. And then I thought, well, I'm going to share. And I'm kind of performative. I come from the theater. I come from the entertainment world. So I can put on that performance when I need to. And I saw what people were talking about. And I thought, oh, I'm going to share something that recently just happened to me and see if I can shock them. Seriously, this is the brain that's working at that time. And what the story was I had just had a surgery, actually to undo one of the cosmetic surgeries I had had many years before, ironically. And there was a complication with the surgery. And it was a complication that ended up having me have to have three more procedures after that, which all dragged out about 5 months. And it was dangerous and I was unhealthy, but I was, it was getting taken care of. But the more it dragged out, the more I was pleased because being in that much physical discomfort, I didn't have any appetite. So now I'm telling this story in that first meeting. And I'm expecting these shocks, these responses of, jaw drops. And no, I did not get that. What I got was a lot of compassion, a lot of head shakes, like, yep, been there, done that. Yep, sister, I'm with you. A lot of that. And that moment slapped me in the forehead. And I thought, oh, well, I am in the right place. And it really, really hit me kind of profoundly. So I continued to come back. I went to two or three that were in my neighborhood so that I could get them in as many times a week as I could. And the more I listened, I didn't talk a lot in those meetings. I didn't share a lot as time went on. But the more I listened, the more I realized that I needed help badly. And the more I was able to look back at my life and all of those behaviors. And realize that, oh no, it's been with me. It's been with me a very long time. Because, see, in my head, as long as I was thin, as long as I was the weight I wanted to be, there was no problem. How could there be an eating disorder? I'm thin. I'm exactly where I want to be. How could there be an eating disorder? A lot of shifts in thinking needed to be made because I realized that, yes, I've had this eating disorder. For a very long time. And Then, of course, it was always being suggested, especially for us newcomers, that one must get a sponsor and one must work the steps. That's kind of the whole kit and caboodle of this program. And for about, I didn't get a sponsor until 7 months into this program. And every minute of it leading up to the moment when I finally jumped was me fighting it in my head. Didn't want anyone in my business, all of those rationales. I can work these steps myself. I'll just get the books and I can do this myself. And how delusional that was. But I really fought it. I didn't know if I was ready to make the commitment. I was willing to come to the meetings and listen to stories and be moved by the stories, but was I willing to make that commitment? Especially because I had an inkling of what the steps were, and I didn't know if I was even ready to learn and to face what my character defects are and to make amends to people I'd screwed over. I just didn't know that I was ready to do that. But there came a point when I realized it's either, pardon my French, but shit or get off the pot. And so I finally reached out. I reached out and I asked a friend in the program if they would sponsor me. I said yes. Very, very grateful because that relationship has been amazing for me. And that's now going on 7 years. And also, prior to getting my sponsor, I had been attempting 30 days of not overeating, of not binging or restricting, which were what I was trying to define my abstinence. No binging, no restricting. And I couldn't get 30 days to save my life. I would get really, really close and I would sabotage it because that's what happens. And literally, the moment this person said yes to me to be my sponsor, I got my first 30 days somewhere within that time. And I went, funny how that happens, funny how that can happen. And I've been abstinent now for about 6.5 years. And I am so incredibly grateful. Okay, so of course, we worked the steps, and it was a really kind of glorious process. It could be incredibly difficult at times, but never at any point was it something that I didn't want to do so much that I was like, I'm out, never. As difficult as it could sometimes be because we were having to face ourselves. It was truly glorious because I really felt able to, I felt like I was having a giant boulder taken off my shoulders for the first time in my life by admitting my powerlessness, by identifying my character defects and taking action steps to help relieve them and shift them, by admitting wrongs I've done to others and making that right with them, by the nightly 10th step, of inventorying my day and keeping myself grounded in this program by service. That was probably the hugest one. I remember we got to the point of the 12th step, and I'm thinking, yes, we're here. We're here. This is so great. This is momentous. And my sponsor says to me, okay, so got to get yourself a sponsee. And I went, oh, wait, that's what you mean by service. Well, it's one of the things meant by service, but yeah, it's a kind of a major one. And I thought, oh crap. And I probably pushed and shoved my foot against the door of that particular threshold for a while. And she would just gently go, so put your name and available for sponsorship in any of those chat rooms lately. She was just so gentle about it. And eventually, can't tell you why, but I just feel like you're ready when you're ready. But there came a point where I started doing that. And then I got my first sponsee and I was nervous as hell. And my sponsor said, just call me with any questions. Don't fret it. All you have to offer is your experience, strength, and hope. That's all you have to offer. So don't feel any more pressure. You don't have to be a college professor for this. Just have to have your own experience, strength, and hope. And being a sponsor myself now has been incredibly life-changing. And here's one of the things that I had a real, my resistance to it had everything to do with this kind of limbic brain belief that takes it all the way back to that full circle of feeling like I'm starving at every moment. This sort of primal thing is that I felt as though I didn't have anything extra to offer anybody else. I needed to take care of me first. I didn't have anything left over to offer anybody else. And it's that limbic brain fear, survival fear. But once I was able to break through that and just step forward and give it a shot, the experience I've had being a sponsor has been the exact opposite. Not only has it not taken anything away from me, it has given and given and given so much to me. And, I have this program and my sponsor to thank for that. So here's where I am today. Important to me in this program was that I wanted to move myself as much away from ego as possible and not be so obsessed with a number on a scale or how I look in the mirror, but to actually take care of the psychological and spiritual impact of this disease and to take care of it. And I wanted to be able to, at my age now, which is 65, and I look like a pretty average 65-year-old, to be able to look in a mirror and not hate that I'm not skinny mini anymore. And I wanted to be able to do that while also knowing that I am eating in a way that is mindful, that is healthful, that is not feeding my disease, but is feeding my body. And that has begun to happen. I don't weigh myself. I don't diet anymore. I simply have to make my food mindful and purposeful and understand its place in my life, which is not reward or evil. It's just food. That's all it is. And so this program has been an incredible lifesaver for me. And I think about the fact that addiction is all throughout my family in different forms. And I'm just so happy that I was able to find a way to step forward and try to do something about it. And that's my share. Thank you so much.